Blog Talk Radio.
Monthly orientation for ordination for the AEN LFC 2018 year. We appreciate your presence, your time, your investment, your surrender, your commitment. We are excited about the class of 2018. Every year takes us higher and higher, and we just praise God and thank Him for allowing us to be a part of His purpose in this earth realm and allowing us to be a part of your process. We are humbly grateful and we humbly commit and submit to the needs that you may have in perfecting that which God has for you in this season. We would like to start our meeting with prayer. So if we have a man of God on the line, will open us up in prayer. We will be grateful. Amen. You're all on live. You can take your phones off mute. There's a slight delay, but you are at liberty to share. Prophet?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, and praise the Lord. Amen. We can definitely open up in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Let me get a scripture for you that I would like to read.
Amen.
All right, Ephesians 1 and 15 out of the Passion Version says, that's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I pray, I'll think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master, Jesus the Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning and knowing him personally, you're clear so that you can see exactly what he is calling you to do. Grasp the intimacy of his glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him with endless energy and boundless strength. Father, we thank you for being an awesome and wonderful God. We thank you that you are the God of glory and all-knowing. We celebrate the good work and the awesome things that you are doing in our lives individually and collectively. And we praise you for this process. We thank you for this invitation. And we glorify those who have responded. And we pray your continued blessings. Your continuous, boundless energy upon them, and we pray that we will remain focused, that our eyes will be clear, and that we will do more than just thanks. We will give praise for the good and awesome work that you are starting in us individually and collectively. We pray as we share this time together that you will enlighten us, that you will empower us, that you would equip us for the things that is necessary to move forth and the promises that you have for us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. And we relinquish the airways to you as you share with us our 2018 Spiritual Preparation and Prophetic Word.
Amen, and praise the Lord. We will look at what we believe that God has just given us individually as it relates to the process that God has put in our lives. And we do want to just release this word, this declaration that says, we decree that the candidates are economical solutions to global problems, that God has branded and declared you as portals that heaven has opened up and released in this earth as apostolic and prophetic answers. And God desires to use you in ways to bring forth solutions, to bring forth salvation, and to bring forth sanctification to things that are in this earth in this hour today. Amen. One of the things that we are looking at is this concept that Israel was always in Jacob. So I'll need you to write down Genesis 28, 12 through 22. Genesis 28, 12 through 22. Also, we want to write down Genesis 31. And if you get a chance, just enjoy reading that entire passage of script, that entire chapter, and just allow God to glean some wonderful spiritual insights and truth inside of your heart. And then we also want to look at Genesis 32, and the same thing, when you start reading Genesis 32, you can definitely enjoy the entire verse, entire chapter, but we can focus on Genesis 32, starting at verse 22. Genesis 32, verse 22 to the end of the chapter, which is 32. So we want to look at this concept that says Israel was always in Jacob. And when you look at Genesis 28, 12 through 22, it is first the process of revelation. God had to reveal to Jacob who he was and the state that he was in. And so the first thing that we want to glean from is when we look at Israel is always in Jacob, we want to look at the revelation process. You have to get that clear understanding who God has appointed and signed you to be. One of Apostle Shanette's favorite lines when we were growing up in ministry with her was, God never has a plan B. God never has to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. He has a plan, and according to Jeremiah 29:11, it is a good one, right in the state that you are in, and it is one that is of a process. So the first portion is revelation, Genesis 28:12-22. God wants to reveal all of you that's in you. There is another you in you, and we are excited about the process that it takes to get to that place. And then we want to look at Genesis 31, which is the walking process. We got to walk this thing out. And I want to just read a little portion of from Genesis 31. Let me go back to Genesis 28 and look at this promise that God made to Jacob. It says, but even as he had said this, a bit of fear came over Jacob. This place is absolutely awesome. It can be none other than the house of God, way into heaven, the gateway into heaven. So early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had put under his head. He set up a pillar and then poured oil on top of its color, coloring his experience with God. He named the place Bethel, which means house of God, before the name of the city had been called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow. If God is going to be with me, keeping me safe on this journey, and keeping me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I return to my father's house in peace, then the Eternal One may be my God, and this stone I have made into a pillar will be the first stone laid in God's house. And the Lord, of everything you give me, I will give one-tenth always back to you. So I want us to know that this is absolutely an awesome experience. Jacob said, this place is absolutely awesome. It can be none other than the house of God. And I understand that process doesn't always feel awesome, but it doesn't take away from us to know that this process, you understanding what's inside of you, you coming to know the fullness of what you were created to be before the foundations of the world, the reason why your world exists is because of the absolutely awesome work that God has started inside of you. And that revelation has to be revealed. You have to position yourself to hear what it is that God is saying and doing and desire to do inside of you. So that is the revelation process. And then there is a walking process. I wish that we can nanu tap tap and it would be overnight. That would definitely be my ideal way of getting it done. But understand this, that you are definitely going through, you're going to go through a walking process. Genesis 31, listen to what verse 17 says. It says, so Jacob got up and put his children and his wives on camels for the journey. Understand, enjoy the journey. Enjoy walking it out. Understand that all the way in verse 28, when you got the revelation came with a promise. And the promise was this, Jacob said, God is going to keep me safe. He says he is going to protect me. He is going to protect me on this journey. He's going to give me bread to eat. He's going to give me clothing to wear so that I may return and get to the place at peace. And so God proved himself to be right. In Genesis 31:10, after Jacob got up, when Laban realized that Jacob had escaped from the process, the Bible says that God says in Genesis 31:24, then God came to Laban, the Amorite, in a dream during the night with a message. The Eternal One says, be careful what you say and what you do to Jacob. He said, look, that's mine. I got his back. Watch it. So as you're going through the walking process, no matter what may come up, no matter what may happen in between, understand that God has your back. Because Laban was on his way to get Jacob, and God stopped him in his track. And so we believe that every demonic entity, whether it is through your emotions, whether it is a lack of faith or whatever it is, understand that God knows it. It has, God has its prophetic zip code as well, like he has yours, and he is definitely going to protect you. And so Laban had pursued, and God let Laban know that he had to watch. Listen to how Laban responds to Jacob. Laban said, what have you done deceiving me and carrying off my daughters as if they were prisoners of war? Why did you run out on me and trick? Why did you run out and try to trick me? Why didn't you just tell me you were going? I would have sent you off with celebration and songs, with the joyful sound of the tambourine and the lyre. And why didn't you even allow me to kiss my daughters and grandchildren goodbye? What you have done is foolish. It is certainly in my power to punish you, but to me last night and said, be careful what you say and what you do to Jacob. Now you have left because you missed your father's household. I can understand that, but why did you have to steal the family goods? So Laban understood that he could not hurt harm. He could not touch Jacob. And then our last portion is the wrestling process. After we understand the revelation, Genesis 28:12-22, after we have to walk it out and go through a journey, the struggles, the ups and the downs, you would think that that would be enough. But then we have to wrestle. We wage war for our prophetic destinies. Don't take war as a point of defeat. Take war as a place of worship. The enemy understands that you are closer to living out your prophetic destiny, that you are closer to the point of elevation. Understand that he understands that you are maturing to the point that God can release and give you all and allow you to walk in the fullness of your promise. And so the wrestling comes. And oftentimes we're not just wrestling with the enemy, we are wrestling with Israel that's inside of us that is ready to come out. What's in you is ready to come out. And Genesis 32 is that wrestling process. Verse 21 says, so the gifts were driven on ahead, and he stayed the night in the camp waiting. Later that same night, Jacob got up and took his two wives and his two female servants and his children, and he crossed the Jabbok River, and he sent with all the head across. But Jacob stayed behind, left alone in his distress and doubt, in the twilight of his anguish. An unknown man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw he was not winning the battle with Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was thrown out of joint, and he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He said, what's your name? Jacob. You will no longer go by the name Jacob. From now on, your name will be Israel, because you have wrestled with God and humanity, and you have prevailed. Please tell me your name. Why do you ask what my name is? Right then and right there, the man blessed Jacob. So Jacob called the place Peniel because he said, I have come face to face with God, and yet my life was spared. The sun began to rise, and Jacob passed by Peniel, limping because of his dislocated hip. And to this day, the Israelites do not eat and tread, and that is where God struck Jacob when he was this close, his hip. Amen. So I'm excited about God revealing who and what is in you. We are excited about your walking process. And as you travel through this journey, you are equipped with everything that you need. And we are excited about your wrestling process, where God is going to reveal how God is going to bless you to be a blessing. Israel was always in Jacob, and you is always inside of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Praise the Lord. I pray that you were able to take
Amen.
Your note. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we will review that throughout the journey together. That information will be available and on Blog Talk. You can go back and listen and get the notes that you need, listen as many times as you need, because we're going to give out assignments as it relates to your prophetic, the prophetic word that the prophet has given, so that you can share with us the insight that the Lord gives you as to how your journey is going to unfold. And so there will be those that will be given these assignments when we do our weekly call. So you have time to look at it, and if it's a certain way you want to come, just give me the direction that you would like to, and we'll put you on the schedule for presentation. These presentations are approximately 5 to 7 minutes. We encourage your accountability partners to be a part of it with you. And so as a result, you will be in teams and bring forth your perspective and the experience that you're having during this process. All the things that the prophet has shared with us this evening has its physical evidence, manifestation in your schedule of information that's being required of you. And this is why. These requirements are those that have been established in the ministry by the Lord God for that which labors, and the AEN is to provide to those that are coming through this organization. And so the questions and the requests that are due, your personality test, your gift assessment, your statements of faith, all these things should be turned in as of today. The phase, that was your phase one, which was due February 10th, and your phase two, that's due March 30th, includes your conversion statement, mission, vision statement, what ministry God has called you to, know who you are, identify. This is what the prophet was sharing with us. Define your calling based on scripture, and then identify and write a review of all the scriptures and the supporting resources that define what your role should look like based on what's in the Word of God. And then how will your ministry look? The who, what, why, how, and who you will serve. And that's due, the last thing that's due, and all are due by March 31st. So you've been in the process for approximately 2.5 months. So do you have any questions, comments, concerns that you need to share? You can do so now. We definitely want to take 5 to 10 minutes from each one of our hourly segments to hear from you, feedback from you, the joy of it, the pressure, the stress of it, whatever it's coming through for you, you have a forum where you can share. And everybody, trust me, it's nothing that you're experiencing that someone else has not already experienced or is experiencing at this point. And so we do encourage those that tend to get to this place and decide, oh, you know, this is too much for me, or I can't do it, or, you know, life challenges are making this very difficult. I strongly, strongly encourage you to reach out to someone for that support, that help, that encouragement. Stay with it. That's one of the things that Prophet said, walk it out. Walk it out and know and trust and believe that God has your back. So you can, your phones are off mute. You are live. You have to take your phones off mute if you would like to share any insight, revelations, or concerns that you might have at this time. You may do so.
Hi. This is Tamika. I've got
Hi,
a question.
Tamika.
Howdy.
Sure.
I was wondering, will we receive, like, feedback or maybe instruction to refine any of the documents that we've submitted to kind of build them out maybe more? Like, what will become of the documents that we created, and, like, will we be returning to them later on during the process? What is that going to look like?
Excellent question. And, yes, you will get feedback. Those that are in need of further embellishments, we let you know right away. But what we're looking to is for you to see, you know, this is what I wrote it when I started, but this is what I should have said. Or this is really what that looks like. Or now that I've experienced this encounter with the Lord and in this process, this is what it looks like. So we have found that Holy Spirit generally is the one that brings the candidates to a new place where they themselves want to update what they sent in. I encourage you to keep it and to always make reference to it and to update it, because all of this information that you are writing should be a part of your portfolio, and that's something we will talk about at a later date. And so this information is not thrown somewhere. It is definitely reviewed by the committee. There's a team that do different aspects of what you submitted. And in this particular year, a lot of our committees are being elevated as well. And so it may be a little slower process because they're not as involved in the process as normally they are. But definitely it is being reviewed. It is going to be updated for you when it's absolutely necessary. And it's going to become a part of your final evaluation. And that was something that we were going to briefly go through. You'll be receiving emails with all of this information. It will be updated information sheet from the first one that you received. And what's going to be on this information file will include the scriptures that Prophet has just said, some of the titles and the heading of the prophetic word over this class, as well as updates in different areas. And it will include how you are going to be evaluated at the end of this process. There are approximately, let me look at it and make sure I'm saying it right, how many elements that are going to be involved in your final assessment. And part of them are going to be those things that you've been asked to do, your paperwork, your participation on the phone, your phone attendance, your exam questions, the questions that you ask, your theological questions or your defend of faith. And once you start turning them in, if the answers are not as full as they should be, it will be reviewed and sent back to you for updating. Your exam that's going to take place on site, and we'll talk about that in a little while. And accumulation of all of those points are then averaged out and added to or subtracted from those points will be the timeliness of your information being sent, and that's timeliness based on everything is due by June 30th. So we understand from one phase to another, you may, you know, not make those deadlines. Those deadlines are there to assist you in not getting behind and spacing things out so that you can get the full benefit of those things that you're being asked to do. But the final deadline and the timeliness that will take or take away points from your assessment is the due date of June 30th when everything is due. And then what can add to your assessment will be how you answer the apostle question. And that's a question that everybody gets, including accountability partners and the committee, as it relates to your evaluations. You will ask us all a question we must all answer, and so that answer can get you extra points. Excellent question. It absolutely will. We are going to in-depth look at your gift assessment and your personality. Those things are going to be assessed because you have a summary sheet that you were to put them on. And so we're going to look at them. The next meeting is going to be on your garments. And that's going to be a meeting that is going to take place. We'll give you all of the details, but that is the monthly meeting that will be April 21st. And I believe that that is a Saturday. And it is a vestment, a seminar that's going to be done by Pastor Hooks. And it's at 12 a.m., but it's 12 p.m. Yeah, fix that. And I believe we're going to try to get it physical so that you can actually see the part, the different parts, and get familiar with them. You're going to be getting ready to purchase things, and so you'll be given between now and then a list of what you will need based on your call and the office that you're being licensed, ordained, or elevated to. That information is going to also go out to you individually, and it's going to be based on what your referring leader has requested, and it's going to be in line with how you your gift assessment and your dominant and your subordinate gifts line up with that. So we'll talk about that. That's one of the things that we'll spend a lot of time on our monthly, our weekly meetings, so that with each one of the offices, you have a very clear picture of what you're being ordained as and what that is going to look like. There are various components of those that are being ordained as pastors, a variety of components to those that are being ordained licensed as ministers, and all of those categories will be explained to you and shared with you. So I understand it's a lot of information, and so we do want to make sure you don't go so fast that your head is spinning and you're going, what? So feel free to ask any questions. That is a very good question. So absolutely keep a folder, because we're keeping one. Yes, any more questions? Okay, very good. No questions. All right. Hold on, we got Texas coming in here. Okay, we have Pastor. 1 second. Okay. So, Elder Deborah is a committee member who is in charge of the accountability process, and so she has an update for you at this meeting, as well as Elder Sherita, our correspondent and all-around elder of administration, has also some information that they are going to share with us. And Bishop, you're on the line. Anything that you would like to bring forth at this time will be welcome. We also, just to remind you or give you an update of the committee and the makeup of the committee, we do have Elder Parker as a part of the consecration and prayer preparatory piece, as well as the one that does some of the review for the Defend Your Faith question. We also, that prayer team exists of, let me look it up.
Sure.
Okay. Prophet Mike, Elder Arlette, and Evangelist Geneva. And so they are the ones that are looking at, in the aspect of our prayer focuses, our consecration that happens in the month of July, as well as what Prophet does on a continuous basis of speaking prophetically over you. Then we have Bishop Isaac is a reviewer of the theological questions. Pastor Hooks does our forms and our applications and developing and reviewing the process and all things that deal with the garments. Elder Deborah, accountability partner. Elder Yvette is visions and mission statements. She is the one that will review them normally, but because she's in the process, we've taken that off of her plate this time, but it will come back to her. We also have, as I said, Elder Sherita, our correspondent and actually Elder of Administration for all things that we are in need of. I do the intake and the coordination and reviewing of documents as well, particularly those that are confidential. I am the only one that will do those. And those are going to be the things that are going to be requested of you in phase three. These documents generally include information that is sensitive, your relational intimacy questionnaire, and your emotional status. Those things are my eyes only. And it helps to assess us into the position that you're going to, giving information that may be good follow-up for you. We do recommend certain things and a prescription, as they call it, that you may need to incorporate in your spiritual growth and development. And so that helps us to identify and share with you those areas of sensitivity. And anything else is basically, we have a new member of the committee that is assisting us. We have Minister Latanya Sanders, and we are actually looking for one other member to join the staff. So our two, we have Minister, we have Pastor Marlette and Pastor Tan. They do training as well as tracking, training and tracking. And so there are different things that come up. Stephen Ministry training is coming up. The Grace leadership training is coming up. And so when these things happen and come up, they're the ones to kind of coordinate for us, get us the information out there to you, training for different offices that may be new, like adjutant, the armor bearer, the kind of information that we need to as foundational structures for the organization. And so those are the people that will be involved in your process. And I hope I didn't forget anybody. But if I did, trust me, I will feel anybody wants to start. Elder Deborah, Elder Sherita. Okay.
I can start. Oh, I can start. Hold this here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, good evening, everyone. So on the email that you received about this meeting, towards the bottom there was like a note section for everybody to kind of view, because the information ordination sheet that you have for Phase 3, it's actually still going to start on April 2nd, but we did push back the due date to April 28th just to give everyone a little bit more time to work on that. And then the conference information, so the Apostolic Ecumenical Assemblage 2018-5778 will begin on Thursday, August 16, 2018, through Sunday, August 19, 2018, at the Hyatt Regency Schaumburg at 1800 East Gulf Road, Schaumburg, Illinois, 60173, and the theme is To Know Him. Manifestation, maturation, and momentum. And that scripture is Philippians 3:10. The conference fee, which includes a banquet ticket, is $65, and this is early registration. And then for the banquet-only ticket, it's $35. And this is only until May 3rd. And after May 3rd, the conference, which also still includes the banquet ticket, is going to be $70, and the banquet ticket only will be $40. And then overnight hotel accommodations are $109 per night, which includes a hot buffet breakfast. And you can actually make reservations one or two ways. You can make them through the ministry by contacting us at 773-779-2900, or you can actually make it directly through the hotel, which has a reservation link, and that is https://bookpassky.com/go/laboures with Christ 2018. And this information is actually going to be in an email that you're going to receive this weekend. So you'll receive all of the registration information. You can also pay for the conference by calling your credit card into 773-779-2900. And that does include a 3.75% plus 15% processing fee. Or you can make your checks payable to LFC AEN, or you can pay with cash, or you can also pay through PayPal at aen.lfc@gmail.com. And that's all that I have.
Thank you so much, Elder. Also, one of the things we need to understand is that the registration for the conference is mandatory. There is a three-day orientation track that you will be required to take. There are some that can opt out of some of the time slots, and that will happen with advance notice and if the meeting prescribed a requirement. Also, that three-day is, as I said, mandatory for the candidates. If your family and friends would like to share in our track, that's possible. And also the conference itself will have a areas of interest for the general public. So we encourage you to invite your family to come to the entire conference. It will be very convenient for you, particularly on those days that the banquet and that sort of thing is going on, because the banquet is a formal affair. You know, do you have to? No, you don't have to, but we definitely want to put our best forward. And so it is a, I'm sorry?
Banquet mandatory required to purchase tickets.
Right. Yes, the candidates have to.
What are you saying?
Okay. You will be required to sell so many banquet tickets. and that number will be supplied to you. I'm getting information as we speak from the apostle. And so just inviting your families to the conference, your family and friends to come and share at the conference, share in the in knowledge of the organization that's bringing this elevation upon you. And also for those that are from out of town. So we have quite a few coming. We're excited about sharing globally with individuals. And so, you know, we want to extend an invitation to everyone. And so we want to let you know that invitations will be prepared so that there's a standard format for all invitations that are going out for those that are either being ordained, licensed, or elevated. There is a standard invitation that's going to be prepared, and it'll be sent out to you. You can print it out on whatever kind of paper you want or do whatever you want to do to share it with your family and friends. We just wanted to have standard verbiage so that everything is consistent and correct and decent and in order. That is going to be available at the 1st of May when registration starts. We are also looking to be able to give to you some information about the AEN in a very abbreviated form, so that you can share that with those that you are inviting. And so you have some point of reference for the organization that is that you're going through for this. Bishop, have I forgotten anything? And Elder Deborah?
Yes, I just wanted to, before Bishop comes on the line, okay, regarding accountability, if you will. Did you have anything else, Overseer? I don't want to step on you.
No, go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay. Regarding the accountability partners, definitely want to say thank you again for your commitment to service, you know, for this class of 2018 and your willingness to be an accountability partner, because that service is invaluable to us as you walk along with the candidates or the ordinees. What I want to remind you of is that we need the evaluation sheets. We don't have the evaluations. We want you to be documenting that walk, what kind of interaction. And when you look at the forms, and those forms have been attached in the email that has been forwarded to you, all of the accountability partners, if there's someone who hasn't gotten that, please let Overseer or myself know. But I'm pretty sure that everybody has gotten the documents. They're part of the email. But we need that information back. Want to know what kind of engagement you're getting, you know, with the candidate. You know, are they transparent, civil, you know, etiquette? We want to know what's going on with your devotions. You know, how is this process affecting your lives? So just a reminder for the accountability partners to please get that information and then turn that information in. If you have not by any chance been contacted, or if there is an issue with the contact, please give a call to Overseer Paulette regarding that. But we're hoping everything is working well. And once again, thank you. We hope that you're meeting or contacting the candidate at least once a week by phone contact, any other way, email, text. That's strictly up to, you know, how you guys would want to do it with the follow-up. But being engaged on a spiritual level, daily intercessory prayer on your candidate's behalf, and you can't get that without having conversation. And we want this to be a dialogue both ways. So we just ask that and pray and trust that partnership, those partnerships are going as designed. If they, like I said, if there are any concerns, please let us know. And once again, thank you for your service.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Any more updates from committee members? Okay. Are there any questions from anybody?
This is Lejeune. I have a question.
Yes,
I'm not sure if it was stated concerning what we having in May. What days were they going to be?
Okay. Are you speaking of the May leadership conference that's in Detroit, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I can give you that information. It is the week of, I'm trying to do this real quick. Elder Sharita, if you have it quicker than I, you just tie right in there.
I don't, overseer.
Okay, no problem. I got it. Yeah, I think leadership conference in Detroit, Michigan. It is a phenomenal experience. We encourage individuals, particularly those that are all of you. You know, whether it's your first time out or you know this is not your first rodeo. It has a tremendous networking and database of resources that they really spend a lot of time on specific areas, particularly those that are in operation in the church. So a wonderful administration portion with accountability and accounting information, government information, accessibility ministries, praise and worship ministry, mind ministry, children ministry. There is, the ministry of the deacons and
overseer, that's the 9th through the 11th.
Yes, the 9th, May 9th through 11th, starts on a Wednesday, is over on a Friday. It is located in Detroit, Michigan. And if you are interested, you need to contact Apostle. She's getting the whole team of people that are going this year. Their theme is WOW, Wide Open Windows of Destiny. And so it is a phenomenal time. They have nationally known preachers, bishops, doctors, pastors, singers, worshipers. It is a very interesting time. They have a banquet, RSVP, and you can do that through the apostle, and we go under her covering and up to over 50 people. So we do want you to contact them, and we'll contact Apostle at 773-779. No phone calls, please. So contact Apostle at the AEN website, and that is aen.lfc@gmail.com. I'll say it again. Everybody get a piece of paper, and you will be getting these notices as well. And Elder Sharita is very, very proficient in sending this information out for us. The conference, the AEN email address is aen.lfc@gmail.com. No phone calls, please. And last day to RSVP is Friday, March 30th. That would be next week. Amen. Now, there are hotels that are connected to the conference that you get free shuttles. They actually send buses out to the hotel periodically through the day and right before the worship service. And after classes, the buses go back out to the hotel for the individuals that are scattered in the different conference hotels around the city. And so that list is also available when you just go online to greatergrace.org. If you go to greatergrace, It's all one word, .org, under event, and then you will be able to get the hotel information as well. That is something that you need to sign up for on your own. Okay? Good question. Anything else? Now, the Stephen Ministry.
I have a question.
Yes, yes.
This is Sister Winslow. Will there be a thesis required for all degrees? And then, if so, how many pages per degree?
Okay, you said, will there be a fee for?
No, will there be theses, dissertations for each degree? And if so, how many pages per degree?
Okay. All right. There's no thesis. There's no degree. But what, that's another, that's CCTI and another class. In this, what you are required to do are the information on the information list. That's your conversion statement, your mission and vision. And these have to, they can be a good paragraph or they can be two pages. It depends on, you know, what makes up your conversion statement. What happens when you became a part of the family of God? And then what mission and vision has God called you to? So that, if you will, more or less, is what your thesis will be about. What ministry God has called you to, defining that ministry based on scripture, and then identifying and reviewing the scripture and what does it say your ministry should look like if it's only based on the word of God. What are the elements that must be a part of it? And how will it look? As to whom? Who are you ministering to? Where is your ministry going to be rooted out of? And how are you going to serve those that you are called to? So that basically is what will be required for you to write up. That's your own, you know, write up. Your kind of scriptural presentation of yourself. Did that kind of answer your question?
A little bit, yes. I've already got that that turned in. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. Overseer, this is Lajean again. I'm making a statement because this process, this path that I'm going in now, it has forced me to press into certain things that I have never considered or even thought of. I just moved in into just doing. So with me having to write about my conversion statement and my mission statement and my vision, that has been a process for me because I never stopped to think about it. I just did it. And it's opened up a lot of It's making me more aware of how delicate the process is that I've never considered. You know, just walking, you know, when I pray, I pray. When I praise, I praise. But then there is a delicacy. It's a self-awareness that I should, you know, always take into account that when I do pray and praise God, it's not only for myself, you know, it's for others to see and to lead to Him so they want to know His love and understanding. And this has been I came in late, but it still has been so rewarding for me.
Oh, good. Amen.
And I'm still, you know, pressing through some doors and asking myself questions And at first it was kind of like frustrating because I'm like, I never thought of this. But the more I stay in, the more I understand, and it's rewarding to me.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. And prayer, this is what the prophet was sharing. You know, God is opening up what he's already and has always had into us. In us. The Israel is coming out of Jacob. So it was always there. So this was always in you. And God is bringing it out because this is the season that he is elevating and establishing his leaders so that they can be for the people what they need to be even more than in the past. Because sometimes in the past, like you say, we just did what we were supposed to do. Now we're going to be purposeful. We're going to be focused on exactly what it is and where it is and who it is and how it is. And so when you even look at your life, it should bring up these things. And that's a wonderful testimony and an encouraging testimony, I would think, for all people. And I do. I ask you to lean heavily on your accountability partner, that it not get overwhelming. And even though, you know, you were sharing, you came in late, you weren't that late. So you're good, okay? You're in a good place. And so do be encouraged, okay? Be encouraged to continue. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that is very important for us to be able to communicate to each other so that we know that what we're going through, it really is something that's ordained by God, and it has an awesome purpose and plan. And so I do appreciate and thank you for sharing that, Minister Lejean. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody else? I'm taking you off of speaker, if you were on speaker. Okay. Carefully, we have went over all of the areas we wanted to talk about. We want to alert you to be on the lookout for your office and title that you're going to be elevated to. And then look at the list of garments, the things that you're going to need. So we want to kind of be proactive with you as it relates to the cost of these things. So you have a cost now of your registration of your rooms. And that room rate is a wonderful rate, $109 per night for the room. So depending on how many people are in the room, that may be your only cost. If you have two or three people and you have three nights, so each night, and so each person could take. So there's all kinds of ways to defer the cost. I do, we'll talk, Pastor Brooks will talk more next is April 21st on your garments. And that cost generally, you can get by with about $150, or you can go as high as $5,000, just depends on how you want your stuff to look. But basically, the basic amount is about $150. And we will talk about what those pieces will look like and what different offices have different requirements for their dressing and what that's going to look like at your ordination. And we'll give more details about that ordination day, your examination that will be in front of the council will take place on that Friday. So every day is purposeful. It is full of a variety of activities and input and stimulating worship experiences that will make it just a phenomenal. This is like you know, one of those times in your life that you never forget. There is such an air of power and electricity when you line up and you're getting ready to go forth and you've done all that has been required of you in this process, and you're going forth, and they're going to lay hands, and, you know, and honestly, heaven opens up and rejoices because it's another group, army of soldiers that are have been clothed and prepared with their armor to go forth for the kingdom of God, and that is no small thing. That is a hugely humbling honor, and it has been bestowed upon you, you all. So enjoy the process. Be humbly grateful to God by giving him your very, very best. And so if there be nothing else, we will ask Pastor Marlette to close us out in prayer. Amen.
Oh, Father God, we come, we thank you, we exalt you, and we lift you up, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this extreme privilege and honor, Father God, to join you at work, Father God. We thank you for the elevation and for the consecration, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of your people. God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit, Father God, will lead, guide, and direct them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the comfort to just rest upon them, Father God, for a sweet peace. God, we pray, Father God, that they would have studied to show themselves approved workmen, need not be ashamed of the glory of God, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for the relationship, Father God, that this is building, Father God. We thank you for the character that this is building, Father God. And then we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this is building the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Father God, for this time of preparation and impartation. And we glorify you. We pray that that which is imparted into them, Father God, that you are speaking into them as they study and as they meditate and prepare the required documents, Father God. We pray you speak to them, Father God, and they will be, it will be a life-altering and changing and shifting experience. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit and this Holy Week that is upon us. We invite you to come out to the Seder at Laborers for Christ on the upper level on Tuesday at 6:30 in the evening, where we will be partaking of the Seder meal. You are more than welcome to come out and share with us as we learn and look at the history of the Jewish nation as they were required to remember always what God has done for them. As we remember, as Christ said, as often as you do this, you remember me and all that I have done. And so we do thank you. We invite you to share. We definitely are excited about your individual places of worship and revival and recognition of our Savior with this forthcoming Palm Sunday and following Resurrection Sunday. So do be blessed. Worship the Lord, for truly he is worthy.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Yes.